I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
The Tommy John Show. I'm your host, Tommy Johns, joined as always by my co-host, Army Danner. How's it going, Dan?
It's going great here, down here. We're live on this bridge.
Oh, yeah? Which bridge are you on?
The big old bridge.
Oh, nice, dude. Yeah. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Weather's great. Been snowing a lot.
Snow. Lots of snow. It's been pretty snowy lately, which is a good indicator of what our next Wendigo Boys episode is going to be about.
No trolls under this bridge.
No, yeah, you sure? Did
None
you check?
None that I could see. Mm-hmm.
Hmm, interesting.
Not a single one.
Well, are you at the right bridge? Or?
There's no billy goats on it either.
I mean, do you qualify as a billy goat?
Not last time I checked.
Well, I mean, things are different. It's 2021.
This is 2021.
Yeah.
Well, let me check again.
Nope. Checking? No?
Yeah, still not.
Oh, okay.
No, billy goat.
What's up, man? What's new?
Just not being a billy goat.
Yeah, I hear that. It's been a pretty slow week, but I figure we get into some news.
News. Ooh.
Some news. I mean, the only thing, and I don't want to talk about long because, you know, it is what it is, but Super Bowl was on Sunday. Tampa Bay won. Tom Brady won.
Tampa Brady.
I will say it was the first Super Bowl I ever turned off because it was that bad of a game.
It was fine.
I mean, one-sided.
I was working during it.
Yeah.
I was hoping that... So, I got to be honest. Watching, though, Patrick Mahomes, watching him run around and the throws he still got off with... Mm-hmm. Really, like, accuracy and force. Like, he was, like, making diving throws, and they were going to people.
30
like,
yards.
It was insane. So, I was watching that and getting mad. I was just like, why do you keep running backwards? But then he would not only make a play, just no one was catching it. He was throwing, except for, like, Travis Kelce.
Yeah, but even he had some drops. I mean, the real problem was they were missing, what, two of their starting linemen?
Oh,
so,
was that it? Because, yeah. Oh, my God. He had no time. He had no O-line. Zero O-line.
Yeah.
And,
also,
they double-covered Tyreek the entire game.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of have to,
and
you know.
That's what led to it. It was not the game I hoped for. But
yeah,
what are you going to do? Tom Brady, clearly, the guy is...
The most winningest Super Bowl winner ever.
Yeah. Seven rings for a single person, more than any franchise has.
Yeah.
He's
not any individual person in sports. I will say that.
But, what do you mean?
I mean, if you count Serena Williams, she's got them beat by quite a few titles.
I thought you meant Super Bowls.
Oh, no. I mean, she's only won two Super Bowls.
Oh, okay.
For the Jets.
That's what I was going to say.
But, it was just not. I mean, it wasn't really a fun Super Bowl to watch because he just felt bad. Like he didn't have any time to throw the ball.
No, I wanted to be a back and forth scoring battle.
You see Patrick Mahomes, that's what is advertised, right? You know? It's like, listen, man, I mean, this is gonna be a battle of offenses, and it was quite
also everyone that came into the store was like, Kansas City's gonna blow him out. Everyone came in saying that, and I was like, oh, I don't know. We'll see.
Well, but, I mean, reading stuff that day, like that was the big story, was that they were their O-line was decimated for the game. So
it really did show that it was he was running backwards the entire time.
Mm-hmm. Which
but
you know,
still, I got you got to give him credit because every time I was watching, I was so amazed at the fact that the angles, like the crossbody run, he's running the complete opposite direction, and he chucks it like 30 yards to a dude. Like, because you see other quarterbacks, and then they throw those, and you're like, oh, it was near, wasn't near anybody. He literally threw it to a person almost every single time after running around, breaking tackles. And so I was impressed with that, honestly. Yeah. Even having him lost, like having the loss, I just wish it wasn't like I was overly like, wow, Tom Brady had a fan. He did have a good game. But
yeah, no, Tom Brady had a good game.
The defense. The defense just was putting on the pressure.
Yeah, and that's one point I want to, you know, kind of put across. Like, I understand. Like, I don't want to be the one who says Tom Brady isn't great. He's obviously great. You got to. It's a team sport. I mean, that game, if that defense didn't completely decimate Patrick Mahomes, you have to assume Patrick Mahomes makes that game close.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know? there was just so many. It was a defensive game. There's so many turnovers, so many. Just the momentum was stopped by the defense.
Yeah. Yeah. And
yeah, it is what it is. And what are you going to do? I think we're going to see Patrick Mahomes back there.
100%. I mean, he's so talented. I mean, it is interesting to see how long they can kind of keep that core, you know, group of guys in Kansas City for how long, you know, even if Patrick Mahomes stays. But that's the thing. He's kind of a guy, you know, like Aaron Rodgers, who can make, you know, mediocre wide receivers and weapons seem a lot better, you know?
Oh, 100%.
So we'll see what happens. I mean, you look at a guy like Sammy Watkins, even though I would say he is good. I mean, the amount of difference it made from when he went from Buffalo to Kansas City was, you know, huge. So, you know, it's going to be an interesting offseason. I think there's going to be a lot of moves made. It's already started. I'm interested to see who comes back next year and is just as competitive. So, I mean, if Tom Brady stays, I imagine Tampa Bay is going to be in first in that division, because I don't think the Saints are going to have anybody really. So without Brees. Yeah. So yeah. We'll see. So
Brady positioned himself pretty nicely.
Yeah. And then he'll probably retire, or he'll just play for another 10 years. We don't know.
Who knows? He's been sacrificing babies to the fertility god.
Yeah.
And it seems now like he's going to be playing forever.
And maybe he said a slur towards Tyron Matthew or whatever. And then they made Tyron. Yeah, I mean, that was like a big thing. And then all of a sudden, Matthew mysterious, like at the game.
Oh,
like,
really?
When they got heated, apparently he said some inflammatory remarks that may or may not have been like slurs.
Uh-oh.
And But Matthew put out a tweet about it. And then it mysteriously, he deleted it soon after Tom Brady reportedly sent a very lengthy apology. So, who knows? Drama, football.
Drama, football.
On to hockey and baseball and, you know, whatever else. But
you think Tom Brady's going to go into hockey and baseball?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, if he's using racial slurs, he's definitely going to hockey.
Definitely going to hockey. That's the direct route.
But, you know, whatever. Not a fan of him, but he is good. It's like that thing in Anchorman. I hate you with every fiber of my being, but goddamn do I respect you. But
you respect him for racial slurs?
No, for being good at
Jesus.
Football. No. Oh, actually, no. Yeah, that's the thing I like him about. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, I could do without the excellent football play. No, I'm kidding. Of course, I mean,
you could
the racial
team
parts.
Is playing him.
Yeah, but anyway. So as you noticed, Dan, the nickname I gave you at the beginning of the podcast was Army Danner.
Yeah.
Does that not sound a lot like Army Hammer?
Army. Oh, yeah. Canner. I was going to say canner. You know, like a can. Can opener? Yeah. Canner.
Like, do they call them canners? Or do they just call them can openers?
Canner. You know, I'm the person who cans food. I'm an Army canner.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
Yep. That's where I go. That's where my brain goes.
Well, you remember how we were talking about he's like may or may eating not be people? Eating people?
Yeah.
So apparently that has kind of blossomed a little bit into some more rumors. They
the murderer.
So, well, first of all, there was like somebody was like looking back, and there was like a tweet he put out in July or whatever. He's like, my mom keeps, I don't even know if this is true. It could have been like a fake tweet, but it was pretty funny. It was like, my mom keeps waking me up with holy water and saying, be gone, demons. Like, you couldn't tell if he was trying to be funny or somebody else was trying to be funny. That's something. However, there is.
So we don't know if that's an actual tweet.
We don't know if that's an actual tweet. We're not the news.
The reliability of the internet is not great these days.
You never know. But
especially with tweets, because so, there's some things where, like, it's literally made up. Someone just put that person's name, like they edited it. So it's like there's a lot of Ryan Reynolds ones that aren't Ryan Reynolds.
And
he like admits that. He's like, but I don't deny it because some of them are really funny. Just makes him look better.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I imagine Armie Hammer would deny that one if it was fake, but maybe he'd be into it. He's like, yeah, it's kind of funny. So anyway, but this is a real thing. To an extent. So some hikers discovered human remains in the California desert on January 31st. Now, because that happened, social media like ran rampant with speculation linking to Armie Hammer being involved. Because allegedly he was like helping his buddy with some construction, which first of all is a little weird.
Did he help his buddy with construction?
Working construction on a hotel project, which would be interesting.
I do that with my buddies all the time.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
but usually after we go murder.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
Stanley agrees that after you do construction on a hotel, you gotta just get it. You know, just you gotta get all of the stress out.
True. Is Stanley the friend here that you're helping? Or
yeah, in this case, most of the time.
Okay. Well, yeah,
he's got a lot of hotels to rebuild.
that's his full time job.
Yeah, I helped him out. I got him that game.
That's good. I mean, you're a good friend or something.
Co-host.
People are saying like he allegedly was working on construction near where the remains were found, and people are just already speculating that it was him. He like ate some of these people, discarded of their remains. That's why he was even out there helping his buddy. It wasn't because the guy needed help. It's like
so he was out there.
Allegedly. That's what this article is saying.
How do we know this is true?
I mean,
any of this. What if he didn't interview? What if someone just made this story up and they have?
It could be. I mean, as of now, this is only from like a day or two ago that like this stuff started to pop out. But
wouldn't
he has not addressed
this.
He hasn't addressed the speculation. The cops said they are not currently investigating him. But
of course they're not.
But they haven't identified.
They're in on it.
Who the remains are.
But they've identified it's a human remains.
Yeah, they know they're human, but they haven't identified who specifically it is. But it is interesting. Like things are getting a little weird. I mean, he does come from like a really like rich family. Like
my question is, what if someone murdered someone and while he was there, it's all they're trying to get him in trouble.
I mean, that would be almost the perfect crime.
But maybe it's because it's someone that he tried to murder and that he didn't successfully do it. So now he stopped murdering because he had his acting career started going well and they're planting it on it. It's a movie. You think we could get him for it to star in it?
In our movie to star himself or the guy trying to set himself up. He could be like the Winklevoss again.
Yeah, like, he could play both parts. All the parts.
Wow.
Yeah, in like suits, different suits and stuff.
Could be. I mean,
I think we got a hit.
I'm gonna be honest.
Okay.
Armie Hammer's a tall glass of water. He's a sexy man. I think I'd let him eat me.
You think you'd let him eat you?
I think he could probably convince me, right?
I'm gonna just be honest. I don't think sex appeal has anything to do with me letting someone eat me.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm just saying, I think he'd let
anyone eat me, just eat me.
Yeah, yeah. No, it makes sense. I get that, but I'm just saying from like a persuasion, like kind of perspective. I think I'm on this Wikipedia page, and there's this picture of him. He's just a fucking hunk, dude.
Yeah, Wikipedia makes him look real good. I've been on that page.
And, you know, I saw him in Call Me By Your Name, which is about, you know, he's, you know, gay, and, you know, him and Timothy Chalamet were doing whatever they're doing. But I was like, oh, I could be the Timothy Chalamet, and instead of eating a peach filled with cum, he'd eat me.
Oh, okay. You know?
Did you see that movie?
I did not, but now I know.
Okay, well, the peach thing does happen. I'm sorry.
Okay,
spoiler alert.
It was pretty specific. I figured it did.
Yeah.
So yeah. I got to be white watching peaches. Like, okay, don't eat that peach.
Don't eat to watch that peach. But yeah, man. I mean, so also something else that happened was all of his, like, representation has dropped him in the past 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So everybody's thing
probably
is like, well,
the murder. How do you know? How do you know this?
Twitter. But that is real. So
his representation have dropped him?
Yeah. He was dropped by his acting agency and publicist.
Imagine if he's a murderer. Like,
it would be on. That would be a great story, almost, right?
Almost. I mean, I don't want him to be a murderer. I guess I don't know why. I don't care if he's a murderer. It's not me wanting or not wanting.
Yeah, yeah.
If he is, fucking get him. If he's not, I just want the truth. That's what I aspire for. The truth.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you want?
Armie Hammer, what is the truth?
Are you Daniel Craig in Knives Out?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
What's that book where he's... I don't even remember that part. That's where he's... The part I was...
What?
The part... But what's it called in that with Daniel Craig? He references a book.
Oh, I don't remember.
Oh, neither do I.
Wasn't it Agatha Christie, maybe?
Maybe. Perhaps.
Yeah, man, I just wanted to brief our listeners on the updates on Armie Hammer. I mean, I did see a funny tweet. This is like, Armie Hammer is like what, like the Simpsons would call some, like, you know, heir to, like, Arm and Hammer, you know, like they would call, like, the heir to the Dunkin' Donuts thing, the guy's name would be Dunky Donuts.
But, so he would be the heir to Arm and Hammer.
Yeah, that's what his great grandfather's name was, Armand Hammer.
Armand.
Yeah, that's what his name is, Armand.
Armand Hammer.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway, he's eating people. That's all right. You know what? Do what you gotta do. If it's consensual, I'm for it. You know,
apparently it's consensual with you.
I'm just saying, I think he could persuade me. I think he could be like, listen,
if you said it on podcast and he ends up murdering you and eating you, is it illegal? You did give consent.
I am inclined to say I would have to give consent again.
Again? Okay.
Because I think, let's say, for the sake of argument, I don't feel like if a girl was like, oh, yeah, you know, Tommy John could totally fuck me, and she says on her podcast, I would need consent again, 100%, before I proceed.
I understand that.
For the sake of argument, I'm not saying anybody on their podcast is saying that about me. But if they were, and if they are, please let me know. I'm twitter.com/TommyJohns, and my email. No, I'm kidding. Arm and Hammer. He's gonna be he's going to be the death of me. I'll tell you that. But
you think?
Mm-hmm.
What are the odds?
Yeah, man.
Just the rough odds.
The rough odds that he's the death of me is not good. I think COVID would probably take me before him.
Okay. Maybe.
That would not be consensual. I don't want to die from COVID.
Should we get him on?
I would love to get him on. He doesn't have a publicist right now or
agency.
Do
you think the odds go up if we get him on?
I'll DM him. I will DM him. I swear to God, I will.
I don't.
And then
he's
going to be like, well, what do you taste like?
Yeah. That's exactly. All right. Get him on either way. Let's do it.
Yeah, man. But I don't know. Maybe this is all just like, COVID's just getting to our brains, man. It's like we're coming up on a year of like just dealing with this shit, right? And yeah. I don't know. It's crazy. Like, I don't know if you saw the video of the double murder suicide in Scranton last week.
No,
that shit was crazy.
I don't watch videos like that, honestly.
Well, I'll be honest with you. My mom sent it to me and my sister in a group chat without even warning us. I'm like, what is this video? And I was like, Jesus Christ. Normally, she just sends TikToks. it was brutal, man. It's what happens.
They show you what happens?
Yeah, it's like it's footage from like one of those Ring, those doorbells. So,
oh shit.
Like basically it's like this couple, like older couple in their 50s, and they were being like assholes to this guy. And the guy was like asking them to stop shoveling the snow onto his yard.
Yeah.
And like it just escalates and they're like yelling at him and the guy's like calling him a pussy and he just walks back to his garage, comes back out with a pistol and like shoots them both, like starts shooting them both, runs out of bullets, goes back into his garage, grabs a AR-15, comes out point blank, like the woman is in the street, point blanks her in the head, and then comes and kills the husband too. It was brutal.
My mom didn't send me anything like that.
Yeah, well, you know what?
She hasn't even sent me the TikToks.
You probably have a better relationship with your mother than I do with mine. But it's
I did not see that, but now I'm not sure if I want to.
Yeah, it is brutal. I've seen some. I almost make it a point to watch like shit like that comes out. Like I watched, you know how that guy in New Zealand shot up like a mosque or whatever?
Nope, I don't.
You don't know that? That was a couple of years ago, and he live streamed it on Facebook.
Okay.
And like POV, he had like a fucking GoPro, which probably the GoPro wasn't happy that he did that. You know, it's probably like, hey, listen, don't say it was a GoPro. But I watched that one, and that one was brutal.
Did they say that beforehand?
Oh yeah, they're like, hey, listen, it might be a GoPro, but as far as we're concerned, it's not a GoPro. And he didn't buy it from us. You know what the guy said before he went into the mosque and shot up all these people?
Nope.
Subscribe to PewDiePie.
No, he did not.
Swear to God.
Did he actually?
Yep.
Are you not making this up?
I swear on this podcast, that's what he said.
That's terrible.
I know, man. I mean, you know, PewDiePie is known for being a little, pushing some stuff. But, that's a discussion for another day. But I watched that video. It's brutal. But that one's like, you know exactly what's happening. When I watched that snow, like the shoveling snow video, I was like, what the hell? Like, it stuck with me, man. It was like fucking dark.
That's why I don't
watch it. Don't watch it. Don't watch it. But if you want it, I'll send you the video.
Okay. Well, I'm good. I'm good on that. But what do you think? You think those are good for you?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, Del, I just want to get your opinion.
No, I don't. I think I should stop. But I kind of like the reason I do it, and the reason I do the other ones, like the mass shooting ones, if there's video, is I kind of like want to desensitize myself so that if it ever happens and I'm there and like I don't die right
you
away,
can act.
I can at least not be in such a state of shock. Theoretically, I might still be. That I could act and get out of harm's way.
I guess there's I understand that aspect of it.
Yeah.
It's
not good. It's not a good thing.
I don't think that shit's healthy.
No way. There's no way. But
just give you emotions of like, oh.
Yeah. It was, man. I don't know, brutal. But anyway, what I was getting to with this is that people are getting sick of, you know, this COVID shit. Like, that guy was, like, probably, like, on his, like, fucking wit's end, and then this couple starts berating him. He's like, fuck it, I'm killing him and killing myself. So, well, yeah, what's some stuff that you can't wait for to come back, Dan?
Like, bowling alleys.
I think you can still go to them.
Can you?
Yeah. I mean, it's not sanitary. You're sticking your fingers in the... I mean, it was never really sanitary.
AMC to the moon.
AMC to the moon. I'll be honest with you. It's live music for me. I've been watching a ton of live music.
A lot of people. Like, all of Rachel's friends are like, they used to go to a lot of live music. Mm-hmm. And it's changed. Like, everyone who used to go to live music is, like, very upset.
It's brutal, man. It was like... It's like, you know, I love music, but like something about live music is just so much different. And like, there's that kind of like feeling in the room that everybody's there to see the same thing, you know? It's kind of like when you go see a movie, but like at least the movie, you know, it's like the movie's always going to be the same no matter what theater it's played in. Live music, you know, it's changing. There's improvisation, you know, shit can change. I said change twice. That's three times now.
Beetlejuice is going to show up.
Yeah, the change juice. That's the whiskey I'm drinking. It's change juice. Changes me from being sad to happy.
But... And also, that's what the homeless people call it. This is change juice. I used to make money, and now can I have some change?
I need some juice. What do you like? You know, bowling alleys, movies. I mean, movies is a big one for sure.
I mean, I don't know if movies are ever going to really come back, but there will be, you know, little pockets. Because I think we're going to try and go to the movies this Valentine's Day.
Aww.
Because that's what we did. It's our one-year anniversary. And, you know, it's a little movies and then a diner if we can find an open diner. But, I mean, we're going to be masked up and ready to go.
Yeah, yeah, man. I mean, we did Tenet. Over the summer. I mean, it was only like 10 of us in the theater. It was huge. So pretty spaced out. We wore masks when we weren't shoving popcorn down our throats. But
I miss specifically scary movies in movie theaters because they're so much better. They're like it's a completely different thing watching a scary movie in like Paranormal Activity. You know, I can watch it on my computer or TV, not be, you know, when I watched it there, just being like in such a bigger screen, the sound, it, and there's people around you. When like there's people around you, it's like that, they jump, you jump, you know. I try not to jump a lot. I try and see things coming, and you're like, all right, they're building up, you know, you can tell but in a movie theater, when everyone's You kind of get lost.
You can feel the tension.
Yeah, it's a different feeling. We've been to a lot of movies.
Yes, we have.
Integral.
I would say along with scary movies, I think comedies in theaters are just as like, you know, like that like erupting.
Movies. Yeah. Theaters better. It's like every single.
Yeah,
I would rather see it.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
that's why the goal was always to get a movie theater in the house.
Yeah,
but still, they're never as big as like the AMC, which is going out of business.
Yeah, man. Well, that's why you got to buy more stocks of it.
Yeah, they already like sold off their position.
Mm-hmm.
They are. I think they're gonna probably close up a bunch of places and keep. They'll be here or there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we'll see. I think my theory on what movie theaters is going to be post-COVID is going to be kind of more of a upscale.
With food and bar.
Food and bar. You know, not like, and it's going to be like, all right, you're paying for your food. Like, it's expensive, like it always was, but it's going to be like, you're going to get good food, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah, they turn it into a restaurant, a movie theater restaurant.
Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be the way it's going to have to go. For people want to go, like, to get people back out in droves. I mean, I don't yeah, like what HBO Max is doing a whole lot, because it kind of is like, all right, well, fuck movie theaters. But, you know,
yeah,
I don't want people to get used to seeing these big movies at home.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the thing is, I don't mind if they do both, if they play it, if they show it. Like, I would not mind if tickets cost less. Like, if we now live in a world where they can only charge $5 for a movie ticket, because that's fair. I think
mm-hmm.
only have, like, paying less for a movie because it's, you know, already playing on HBO or whatever. Just I think restructuring and making more money on food, like being a restaurant more so that has movies, and restructuring so that you're not paying for the movie, and really you can cut back on that. You're either paying for, you know, the food, or find a different way to make money and incorporate a movie theater into that.
Yeah. And
like laser tag.
That's what I was thinking. But the thing is, it's just, like when you make a movie, I think a lot, you want these people to be making the movie for the big screen, you know?
Yeah.
Like when you make it for the little screen, that's like making a television show. I mean, it's just different. And I feel like,
but again, people consume media differently.
Yeah, it's true.
It was the only, like, it used to be movies were where you went to see movies, and then TV came out, but they didn't show that many movies. You'd have to go to the movies to see, you know, yeah, the big movies. And it's just, I think we adopted it that way. Now it's just adapting to accessibility, because that's cheaper and, you know, everyone anywhere can watch it, rather than you have to go to the movie theaters to watch it and wait. I remember, like, movies and then being like, oh, I can't wait like 2 months, 3 months to get it, buy that on VHS.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or like even sometimes longer.
You're, yeah,
like, it's still in movie theaters? Jesus.
Yeah. It's the, like, ones that did well.
And then, like, all of the, we were watching some DVDs, and just, you forget about the coming soon. You know, all the
previews
before movies. Because we just watch Netflix. We just watch, you know, you just stream a movie. You don't, but when you watch a DVD or you watch a VHS, you see all of those movies that you probably watched anyway, like as a kid.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I like when you see those, because it brings back so many memories. Because it brings back memories of you seeing that commercial, like when you were a kid. You, like, the memories that you had when you first saw that commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, remembering a time you watched that movie and being like, oh yeah, I forgot. Like, there's certain commercials that you're like, I've watched this movie so many times that I've seen that preview commercial, whatever it is, you know, in so many times. And watching old DVDs and old VHSs, it brings that back. What's similar to just going to the movies, there's that nostalgia factor.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm going to miss, like, I mean, I'm hoping they come back in some form or fashion, but, like, even in the summers, when it was like a dog day afternoon, right? You just were like, let's just go to the movies and see what's, like, playing. And you pick one, you go there, and you're like, all right, we'll go see this, you know? Or whatever. It was, like, something to do.
Well, you know who actually, Brandon suggested a pretty good alternative. He's, what if you turn him into a type of amusement, or like historical, like, a, each movie theater is more like a, you know, a museum that also plays movies. You go through and you walk through this thing, and then you can go see a movie of your choice.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of, it's almost like the malls that have, like, just random IMAXs, you know?
Yeah.
Or like, you know, what is it? Like, doesn't the Tropicana have, like, an IMAX?
I think, Franklin Institute.
Yeah.
They have, like, an IMAX. And IMAX is cool. Like, the real IMAXs, they're crazy.
They are. And I mean, yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens. I mean, I hope they just come back and, you know, we can just go to the movies. I miss it for sure. But I mean, for me, live music is definitely the one that I'm missing the most. You know, scratching the itch with these live streams, but you know, that's about it.
How's live streaming been?
On Twitch?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been doing a little bit, man. Actually, yeah, it's one thing I want to talk about. I was streaming a demo for a game called Loop Hero.
Yeah.
It's the most unique game I've maybe played ever. It's really
Loop
neat.
Loop Hero.
It's called Loop Hero.
Okay.
It's free demo on Steam right now.
Okay.
So I'm actually going to use a term I saw in an article about it that makes a whole lot of sense. Basically, you're almost playing like a dungeon master and the character at the same time.
Okay.
So you are a dude who, like, the world's been consumed by, like, a void, right? And it's, like, your job to build up the world again, like, fill the void.
Okay. So
your dude is walking around in this, like, loop, this circle, this road. And there's little enemies on there, and whenever you beat one, you get, like, a card. So, like, you only have a certain kinds of cards in your deck. And when you get the card, you can place it on the map, and each thing does something different. So like you could get like a mountain, and if you do a mountain, it like increases your like HP. And if you get, like sometimes it'll give you like enemy spawners for your guy that's walking around. So basically, why would you want to do that? So you want to place things, like if you place like enemies, that's more cards you're going to get throughout like the loops that you do, but you got to be careful not to make the enemies too hard. Right. So you got to find the balance.
Loop Hero.
Yeah. It's called Loop Hero. I'll send you a link for it. I'll put it in the show notes.
I might get download. It's free.
It's free on Steam. The demo is free on Steam. It comes out March 4th. I mean, I highly recommend it, man. It's pretty awesome.
All right,
the graphics are old school, like 90s.
Oh yeah,
pixel
I'm looking
art.
At it right now. It looks cool. How did you finish the demo?
No. Well, the cool thing about the demo is you get to carry your progress over
into the game. Ooh,
so,
okay.
Yeah. So basically, I mean, you have this camp, and you can choose to go back to the camp with all the resources you collected to build up your camp, which makes your character stronger each time you do it. But each time you do it, you have to start over from scratch. So, but it's like a roguelite. So every time you do it, you're technically going to get better at doing it. And I've gotten to the boss once and he killed me. And, but I mean, it's one of those games where
this is cool. I'm going to check this out. Probably like right after we get off.
You totally should. And like I played it for, you know, when I first got it, like an hour, and like, you know, just to test it out. And then I streamed it, like it was last night, and I played for like 3 hours, and I could have kept going, but you know, I had work in the morning, so I had to stop. But like, it was one of those games, man, where like I dreamed, like when I was sleeping, I dreamed the game. Like I was placing tiles in my game or in my dream.
That's like when I play Magic too long.
Yeah,
like,
man.
We've been prepping for like a big GP and you're just like magic, magic, magic. And you usually it's because of exhaustion. Like, mm-hmm. And we've driven 4 hours, 8 hours, whatever. You know, I just like my head just goes to the simple. It's like, and then I get in the shower and it's just like tap mana, untap, draw. Cause like that's what I'm thinking in competitive play. It's just like you're so focused on something. You're so that like it sticks with you. It's like when you in your unconsciousness.
Yeah. I mean, that's what was happening, man. And I mean, you know, the last time that happened was probably Magic or like Tetris. Like when I played a lot of like Tetris 99. I mean, it's like a real thing. It's called like Tetris Vision or whatever. But yeah, it was funny. I was like having like a regular dream, and then I would be like, oh, well, I gotta place this meadow so this happens, and then it'd be back to the regular dream. And I woke up and like, all right, that was a little bit too much. And
also the dream that I had used that as a lucid dream point.
I know, right? Also, I had a dream that this is something to do with the stock market that we were talking about last week. I had a dream that, you know, like snap codes, like Snapchat, like you have your like snap code where like, you know, that's how you people like download your username to like befriend them or whatever.
Yes.
I had a dream that like they were going to come out with a snap code that like was your like ID forever, like on Snapchat. Right.
Yeah.
And it was like, you got to use this everywhere. Like, it will tell you if you're like vaccinated or whatever, or, you know, like if you're an organ donor.
Snapchat?
Yeah. And I woke up and I was like, I need to invest in Snapchat. And I looked at the stock. I'm like, it was a pretty healthy stock.
What's it at? Is it at 26, 27?
No. It is at, I just looking at it. It is at, well, that's Twitter, not Snapchat.
I thought it got back over 20. Maybe I was wrong.
Snap's 6280.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, Snapchat's initial IPO was like $25.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you, me and Jacob were talking about it. I was like, once it drops below 10, it's a good buy.
It looks like it dropped below 10 at the end of 2018.
Yeah, because it was literally right after their IPO, and they started, I think, at 20 or 25, mm-hmm. and they just tanked from, like, the start. And I was like, they just don't have any revenue. Like, they don't have their – as far as their – they didn't have a growth plan from – because I looked at why they were going down, and they weren't – like, their growth was slowing down considering how – like their growth in other corners. Mm-hmm. So like it just didn't look like there was that as many people because, you know, there was a big explosion of people downloading Snapchat. And then, you know, you can't always get millions upon millions of people. So it took a little hit, but then they did all of that like branding and restructuring. And it's much like after that, I was like, damn, they're going to be making good money just because everyone uses it. I mean, like you, I don't use it that often, but there's still a lot of people using Snapchat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it is almost the preferred method of communication for most young people, right? Like every middle schooler has a Snapchat. I mean, which, you know, is bizarre for us to think about, right? But. You know,
I don't know every middle schooler.
I don't know all of them either, but I mean, the ones that have Snapchat.
Most probably have Snapchat.
Yeah, most. Most are getting it around that time. So I want to get to our last topic of the evening. So it's like a prompt, right? So, you get $10 billion. You might have heard of this prompt.
Okay, $10 billion.
$10 billion. Do you accept? No, no, there's more to it. If you accept the $10 billion, there is a snail.
Okay.
If you touch that snail or the snail touches you,
I die.
You die.
Yeah, I accept.
You accept.
100%. I've thought about this.
You've thought about this.
Yeah.
I, too, have thought about this. I did, like, a lot of math about it, too.
Well, I just put the snail in a cup. Put a little glass over the snail.
True. Or you could do that.
Or I just put a device on the snail and have a phone. We live in the 21st century. I could just put a device that whenever it gets in a radius of me, it's like, beep! And I'm just like, all right, I got to go. I have helicopters, and I have $10 billion. If that's the... I will take that all day, every day. Yeah. I wouldn't even think. Like,
oh, yeah.
No, I would, yep, 100%.
So the thing that I was like some guy on TikTok was like, no, I wouldn't do it. And he was like, the reason is, like, you know, I did the thing. It's like every 15 years they could go across the country and I'd have to move and that's all right. That was what I thought at first. And... but then I was like, well, what if they get smart?
And why can't you just have multiple houses and fly to them?
Well, yeah, exactly. But it's like, it's like, what if they get smart and they, you know, somehow get on a bus, right? And all of a sudden they get like taken across the country a lot quicker than I even thought. And then it shows up, I'm like sleeping. And I get that argument, but like Also, something that I didn't think about initially when I heard this thing was like, well, what climate can snails not survive anymore?
That's true.
I was like, well, why don't I just fucking make, like, I like the cold. I'll make a fucking fort, like the Fortress of Solitude, like Superman up in,
or
like
just
the North
on
Pole.
Elon Musk's space rocket and go out of the atmosphere for a little. I mean,
I don't know. I watched his explode the other day. I don't know if I'm ready to hop on that.
Did
one
you?
I mean,
oh
yeah,
yeah,
did you see the video?
The first four exploded.
Yeah, I mean,
well, you know what they're trying to do with it. It's like
take Dogecoin to the moon.
Pretty much, they're trying to get Dogecoin. I mean, it's. Did you see Dogecoin popped?
Yeah, what did it go up to?
It was like 8 cents again. Wow. Like a bunch of people pushed it. Snoop Dogg pushed it. That's what's gonna. I'm telling you, if you get it, could get it at like 3 cents. It's a fine risk reward because they've been popping it to like 7, 8 cents pretty consistently, and I think it'll probably. I think it'll probably break 12 cents just based on because it is gaining traction. The more people talk about it. So the less share, I mean, there's tons of shares. I don't even think it's capped, but there is like one person that you can see people's accounts. Someone has like 36 billion in it. So like the speculation is they could also just dump their shares once it gets to like $1 and they make, and then drive the price back to like, point, you know, everyone loses their money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so that's like that's the risk. Someone has an account with 36 billion, and if you know, it's pretty. They're pretty much what you're doing is, it's taking a bunch of other people's money,
mm-hmm.
and they're just waiting to get it to a certain point, and they just cash out and take $36 billion worth of people's money. Like that. That is the fear. But if you want to invest in Dogecoin, like short term. It's making a bunch of swings. I mean, you can catch it at three and
buy on reinvest. The dip.
But again, there is the inherent risk that someone is literally in the background, like, I'm going to push this fucking meme coin. I have so many of these. And because that's all a stock market is just people pulling their money together. Like, that's where the value comes from. So,
but yeah, anyway, what's he doing with the spaceships?
Oh, with spaceships. Sorry, I digressed a bit. So he's trying to make so you can – he pretty much rockets now are – they don't come back in. They're single-use rockets. They go outside the atmosphere. We don't have rockets that come back in as far as, you know, the ones that we can land. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to make a rocket that can go outside the atmosphere and then come back in. And then long-term goal is to go to Mars, but it's right now it's just getting rockets that can come, like, you can reuse again. Because right now, our spaceships are not reusable, which is not practical.
Yeah.
To him, he's like, it just doesn't make sense. He's like, we're not going to achieve intergalactic whatever if all of our rockets are, you know, one-way use. They got to be able to go outside the atmosphere. So I think it's pretty interesting. But they almost went bankrupt because of all of their rocket failures because they had four. They got the fifth one worked, but and then they got more funding. But yeah, I was watching a whole thing on it. It was very interesting.
Elon Musk, what a guy!
He's an interesting guy.
He's an interesting fellow. Came from nothing, and by nothing I mean his father's emerald farm in South Africa during apartheid. But you know,
yeah,
it is
still an interesting guy.
Yeah. Smart, no doubt, a very intelligent fella. Maybe would get one of his cars. Pretty dope.
I honestly would. If I could, I would.
Yeah. I would like to see, because I'm interested, because after I, Matty Gorms, I got in his, I was like, this is awesome. I would definitely get into this. I mean, I would like to go electric sooner than later. But I would also like to see, because right now Tesla is, for lack of a better term, the only game in town. You know?
Well, GMC is going to be, has a lot of cars coming.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to see what they have to offer. I'd like to see what, you know, Toyota, Honda, you know, these guys who are known for their long term, you know, reliability. And then, you know, I believe the BMW has one.
See, the thing though is currently with Tesla, they can produce the batteries because they have giant like gigafactories, so they can produce the batteries at much cheaper rates than
these other
places. That's why right now Tesla is positioned in such a good spot that they're going to have luxury cars, and then pretty soon they'll be able to outprice even the other, you know, the other companies that get into the market. So that's my fear, as far as Tesla's going to be the main game in town, and they're pretty far ahead
of
the competition, that they can have enough Teslas out there that they can just lowball, you know, start throwing out cheaper and cheaper Teslas that, you know, some people know the name Tesla already. They're not going to, you know, as far as, was it GMC? They already had an electric car.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't lean on any kind of American car company to kind of take down Tesla. I would probably look to the foreign guys.
I'm just saying, from a capitalist standpoint, I feel like that's how you start. It's something he would do most likely.
Yeah. No, 100%. You know, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, we'll see what happens. I mean, everybody's going to have to start making them.
That's 100%. We are at that point that they have to start trying to compete, because everyone, I mean, they're just Teslas. They're so cool. And you get tax rebates, you get cheaper tolls, you get, they're pushing them real hard. And again, they're right now out of my price range, but one day, the more they make, the cheaper they'll get. The bigger factories they have, the cheaper they get. So we'll have one in Texas now too.
I think we'll see for sure. But I mean, you know, this is like not off topic, but a little off topic. But you know, like Toyota. Like I think I was reading this that like after World War II, and like the peace treaty, like they said. You know, you can't be like building any like bombs or whatever. And so it's like part of that, like
verbatim.
That was what they wrote. They're like, yeah, bombs or whatever. And like all like their nuclear scientists and their like rocket scientists basically just started making cars. And that's how like Toyota came about and like Honda, which is interesting. That's why they're so well made.
That like is interesting.
From the get go, anyway. Obviously, you don't have rocket scientists doing the same thing now, but it is interesting. But
they're working for Elon Musk.
Yeah. So it's gonna bring us to the rec room. What do you got to recommend this week?
I gotta recommend a little show called American Gods.
Ooh, Neil Gaiman.
Little Neil Gaiman. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's basically a show about gods. I mean, so each episode, there's this guy writing this book, and it's like each story of, you know, that starts out with the Vikings, and it tells you of like, they go and their god was like an angry god, and then it shows you a different god. Like every episode starts with a different story, and then there's one story going throughout, and I don't want to kind of, like, this one guy, he gets out of jail, and because his girlfriend dies. That's like in the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in jail, and then he meets this guy who, you know, he kind of, you know, he talks slick. You think he's like a hustler. And then he meets him on the plane after he gets out of jail. Later, you find out he was like the guy in jail was like a casino. He kind of tried to hustle a casino, and that's why he got in jail. But so this old guy he meets on this plane starts talking to him. He's like, you're going to need a job. And he tries to offer him a job, and then he ends up taking a job with this guy who later you find out is an old god. I don't want to give away any more than that, but it's really cool. It's very interesting. It gets a little trippy, like a little.
We like that.
Like, well, a little Matrixy.
Ooh.
But It's pretty interesting. And cool. I'm on season two. Season one was good. I liked it.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, I've heard good things about that. What's it on again? Sorry.
It's on Showtime.
Showtime.
Yeah.
So I have an album I'm recommending this week.
You got an album?
Yeah, it's an album called Expectations by Katie Pruitt, Pruitt. She came out with this album in 2020, last year. It's
Is this you?
I don't know what that is. Was that
this is pollen.
What?
No, that was me. I don't know why that started playing.
I was like, I don't think I'm playing anything. Anyway,
I should just do that from now on and act like it's not me. It's not me.
Yeah. But yeah, no, this album Expectations by Katie Pruitt. She fucking shreds on the guitar. She's just got a great voice. She's kind of got this like Stevie Nicksy kind of voice going. And some songs off the album that I think are great, especially the title track called Expectations, which got this like cool, almost Dawes feel to it, with some powerful female vocals. And then Out of the Blue, which is another great song off the album. And I recommend it. And hope you guys check it out. Yeah, you got anything else, Dan?
Kung Fu Kickball.
One day.
That's all I want to say. I thought about it again.
It's a great game.
A lot. Just want to play it and get good at it. Mm-hmm. And play other people. Such a simple, like, well, there's nuances in it.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know about yet. And I just want to play it and explore. I also want to play that Loop Hero.
Yeah, so. Definitely play right after this, man. Thanks for everybody for listening. You can find me at twitter.com/TommyJohns, patreon.com/TommyJohns, nookshots.com, where you can find all of our podcasts, Tommy John Show, Dan the Beanie, Just Because, and the Wendigo Boys, and maybe more coming soon, who knows. You can find Dan at the Rumor Rec. He's always chilling there. And you can check out my stream too, twitch.tv/TommyJohns. Check out Matt's stream. He streams a lot more than me. Matty Gorm. He switched it from The Real Spoons to Matty Gorm. And
Matty Gorm.
Look out for some Wendigo Boys coming soon. All right. Goodbye.
Just be